3-4 defense. He's Jake McLean. He loves beer and chewing tobacco, football and boobs. He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. He's Jake McLean.
Better believe it. One thing is, Jay Binkley will not stand down from a challenge. So to give a little bit of backstory, we're talking about Cyrus Allen this entire preseason because he's been the camp darling.
That's right.
That on Cody and Gold. They do their camp darling thing every year. This is what they do. And we get the random out of the wilderness text yesterday. Just remember, Binkley didn't like the Cyrus Allen pick. So your boy went through audio yesterday after the show and, you know, went through the draft specials because we have really good producers here that, you know, categorize things. And Mac was standing on my shoulder and we're clicking through. We finally find the Cyrus Allen pick. And it was more so Unicero doing the talking and, you know, Binkley kind of being like, I really don't know much about this guy. You know, maybe he's a return specialist and, you know, there's not a whole lot of information on him because all this other stuff.
Right.
And the only thing that we could remotely find that maybe somebody would have taken a minute thing and ran with it and overreacted was,
despite the Cyrus Allen pick, this draft will receive really good grades.
So Binkley, in the words of Andy Reid, time's yours.
Time's yours. Well, I mean, the thing was, when Cyrus came out, and I'll give full credit to Dane Brugler. I think you guys had him on. He loved him. He said he's got in his book. He puts his book out called The Beast. He's widely considered the best guy in the draft. He says this guy will show out during training camp, and he was 100% right on Cyrus. But no, I just felt that the grade, the overall grade, which grades are silly in the draft. That's why we don't really do grades after the draft, because you got to wait for years really to go grade a draft. It's like, you know, the Chiefs were given a C+, I think, when they drafted Mahomes. But Cyrus Allen, just say, a lot of these guys, you know, had a lot of prestige coming into the season. Cyrus really didn't, to be honest with you. So if anybody was going to knock it, it was because of that. I mean, he didn't go to the combine, so naturally your score is not going to be as high. Now, I've been nothing but giving Cyrus praise since OTAs.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody has, I think, because of the way that he's gone out there and the way that he's balled out. But we're also talking about a fifth-round draft pick, Jay. I mean, like, as we get late in the draft, it's a lot of shot in the dark. And how can you really know a lot in your position? And Jay's the best draft guy we have in Kansas City, guys. There's nobody even close. But how can a guy in your position really evaluate somebody who wasn't even invited to the combine? Like, they drafted a guy in the fifth round who nobody really even knew about. And so that's why I think we all go, oh, okay, that's an interesting one, right? And then we watch the guy play. We gather more information, and then we can have our opinion from that. It's okay to change opinions on players.
Yeah. It's interesting because Jeff Caldwell, who is here as an undrafted free agent, actually went to the combine. It was Cyrus that didn't, but Cyrus got drafted. Jeff Caldwell didn't. Jeff Caldwell, of going from 5'8 to 6'5 between his junior and senior year, incredible rise. But really, the only time you see him is at Arrowhead Stadium. Clearly, he played with Brendan Sorsby, so clearly we watched some Brendan Sorsby stuff. But you see Cyrus Allen there with Brendan Sorsby. He had less than 700 yards receiving. He did have 13 touchdowns, which really stood out. But he went to four colleges. We're talking Louisiana Tech, A&M, and then he finally ends up at Cincinnati. So not a lot of stuff was out on Cyrus Allen because he didn't go to the combine. But I will say this, he did go to the American Bowl, which is kind of a lower-level college all-star game for late-round picks or undrafted-type picks, and he showed out. And because of that performance, he got invited to the Senior Bowl, which he goes down there and really did well against some of the top cornerbacks in college football. And guarantee you, he got on the radar of a lot of NFL teams down at the Senior Bowl when they could sit down, talk to him, watch him, evaluate him, and stuff like that, because here's a guy that's not going to the combine, but oh, look. And they've done that before. They got Jade Knott, the extra running back, could probably be on the practice squad. He was at a Senior Bowl standout, scored a touchdown there. He played at Oklahoma, barely played there, but 2 years ago he led the Pac-12 in rushing, and that's when Mendoza was on the team. That's when UCLA, USC, Oregon, all those teams are still in the Pac-12. He barely plays at Oklahoma. Chief scouting department decided to bring him in. Obviously, they brought in DeMarco Murray. But Cyrus Allen was kind of in that category, too. But I've always liked the guy because of the chip on his shoulder from when he's been in Kansas City. Hey, forget about the fact that I didn't go to the draft. Went to the NFL or to the All-American Bowl. Get invited to the Senior Bowl. So one thing led to another, and now look at what he's doing. My biggest problem was they waited till the fifth round to get a receiver. You guys know how I was clamoring for receivers, not just this year, but the year before as well. And I was just like, all right, fifth round, you're getting a receiver. That's great. I mean, I would never complain about them drafting a receiver anywhere in the draft, to be honest with you, because they need guys to catch the football. But I think it was more or less waiting till the fifth round to grab a receiver was kind of my issue.
How are you on the Josh Simmons nowadays, that pick? I know you remember you said you didn't like it. Are you still okay with that pick? Is that something that you're still kind of holding on to?
Well, yeah, and last year really changed my mind a lot when he goes through OTAs and when he goes to training camp and didn't miss a single practice. And you're like, okay, this guy's got something. But, you know, he's had the issues this year or whatever, but he needs to work out. Like, I'm pulling for Josh Simmons to work out because that way they don't have to screw around with left tackle in the draft again. I mean, they've tried for the last, not this year, but the previous 2 years. They draft Kingsley to be their left tackle in the second round. He gets moved to guard. Then you go back in the first round the next year and get Josh Simmons. So all the while you're neglecting, you know, getting wide receivers and getting other talent. So they tried to fix this left tackle position. But, yeah, it's incredibly imperative that Josh Simmons works out. I'm pulling for the guy. I mean, he's incredibly strong. I hope it works out with Josh Simmons. But, yeah, that would be absolutely outstanding because they need that left tackle so they can concentrate on other positions. Like this year, wide receiver, tight end. Because tight end, I mean, that is going to be a key position for the Chiefs because Travis Kelce's either led or been second in receiving yards for the last decade. In the last 2 years, he's led the Chiefs in receptions and catches as well. So looking forward to that. And, you know, I'm not so concerned. Cyrus Allen, I mean, he's showing a lot of talent. I would not be surprised if he gets a lot of catches this year for the Chiefs. And Andy Reid has played rookies before. I know people are always hard on Andy Reid and rookies, but, you know, Xavier Worthy as a rookie did lead the Chiefs in yards and receptions during the postseason that went to the Super Bowl, even more than Kelce. That was a rookie. Rashee Rice finished second of all rookies drafted his rookie year, only behind Puka in yards and catches. So they have used rookies before. And then Kareem Hunt, when he was a rookie, led the NFL in rushing. So he has used rookies before. Maybe not a ton, but he has used some. And Cyrus Allen, I believe, will be one of those rookies used a lot for the Kansas City Chiefs.
So, Jay, what's holding you back on Josh Simmons?
Nothing, really. I just want to see him put a season together. You know, that's, I mean, Bobby's missed 19 games the last 2 years. He missed 10 his final year at Ohio State. Oh. And he gets hurt, and they didn't miss a beat because they won the national title that year. So he missed 10 games there. He missed 9 with the Kansas City Chiefs. So availability is huge with me, and I do believe in Josh Simmons, and I love his attitude, and I love the fact that he didn't miss any practices last year at OTAs and camp, and I'm not really counting what's going on here with the back in training camp. But nothing's really holding me back. I like his development. I mean, who couldn't like what he's been able to do as a pro? So, yes, he needs to work out for the Chiefs, and to be honest with you, I think he will.
Do we see Ken Walker for the first quarter or just one drive on Saturday?
You know, I'm thinking one drive, possibly two, but it could be the DeMarcado game. I mean, he is the second running back. He is the best blocker as far as the running backs are concerned. I think they do make a shift and use him, and the second half is all Emmitt in the game, but yeah, I do believe you see some Ken Walker. They need to because they don't play a regular season game until the 14th of September, and you know he's not playing in game three. Mm-hmm. So this is really his only action because they don't do the mixed practices. Again, there's 28 teams in the NFL that do joint practices with other teams. The Chiefs aren't one of them. No. And believe it or not, the AFC West is kind of – the Raiders don't do it either, and neither do the Broncos. Yeah, but they don't see another team. So 28 teams do – they don't. This is his time to see another team. So, yeah, I do believe he at least plays through the first quarter. But you never know. Andy Reid always says, well, the starters are going to go a half, and then they never do. They go like two series.
Jay, you mentioned a lot of catches for Cyrus Allen. What does that mean? What are realistic expectations for the rookie wide receiver?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. It depends because it looks like they're going to use him a lot. I mean, you know, the way Rashee Rice and the availability and then you think, all right, well, who else is going to be out there? Tyquan Thornton, obviously he was in pads again yesterday, but the hamstring, you know, always concerns you. And then Xavier Worthy with the lingering stuff that he's got on. So Cyrus is going to get his chance. So, you know, 850 in yard, maybe. I mean, it might be by necessity, too. But clearly, you look at the talent.
850 in yards. He's challenging for Rookie of the Year.
Well, yep. he might be. But the thing is that I always think, you know, what if coaches had amnesia and they didn't know what happened before? You didn't know where a guy was drafted. You didn't know if some guy was a first rounder, second rounder, seventh rounder, undrafted. And you just went to training camp and you looked. And if you saw Cyrus Allen with the other wide receivers, would you, if you didn't know how many years they played in the NFL, if they were rookie or not, or where they were drafted, would he stand out though, Bob? Yeah, I think he would. Like, would he stand out and you say, man, this might be our, you know, second most talented receiver?
Yeah.
Well, Bink, we appreciate the time, brother. We'll talk to you on Wednesday next week. And if somebody, you know, fires a warning shot, bang, then we'll have you come back on Thursday. Hey.
Well, I think the whole thing was the fact is we did bring it up that Caldwell went to the combine and he didn't, but never really going to be ultra critical on a fifth round pick. I mean, first round, then you diagnose that quite a bit, or maybe second round, but fifth round, it's like, all right, you took a throw on the dartboard for somebody that might be able to help. But I'll tell you this much, if he does shine for the Kansas City Chiefs, there was a whole lot of people missed, just like they did with Puka, because, you know, big time talented wide receivers don't go in the fifth round. That means people miss.
Mm-hmm. Well, you never miss, Binkley. I'll say that.
No, and, I do all the time.
Well, that's fine. You said it on me. Bink, we'll talk to you later, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
Take care. That is Jay Binkley. Elimination number plus Sam Block says what? 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports.
Time's yours.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Josh Simmons, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.